ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, hello dear listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. Today we elaborate on the political behavior of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, and how he dealt with the stances of outlawed political parties and groups. Last week, we spoke of the outlook of late Imam toward political partisanship and boundaries of political activities, and reminded that late Imam considered the activities of political parties and groups essential for political participation and one of the goals and ideals of the Islamic Revolution, while also conditioning partisan activities to compliance with a set of principles such as national interest, maintenance of national independence and territorial integrity, respect for Islamic values and peaceful nature of these activities. The founder of Islamic Republic of Iran also prohibited groups such as armed forces, including the Iranian Army, Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, Islamic Iran's law enforcement personnel, the personnel of Iran's Ministry of Intelligence, and Islamic Republic of Iran's governmental employees from entry to political parties and groups. One of the unique features of the Islamic Revolution, which was based on the prudence of the father of Islamic Revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, was the complete, swift and democratic process of transition of power immediately after the ouster of the previous despotic regime and while the country encountered domestic and regional political developments. Just 6 months after the victory of Islamic Revolution of Iran, the replacing ruling system, Islamic Republic of Iran, was put to a referendum. Furthermore, different political parties and groups started to operate freely. After a referendum for determination of a new ruling system, the best measure of revolutionaries is the preparation and approval of the constitution. Fortunately, in this regard, based on the prudence of the father of Islamic Revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, the process of preparation and approval of the constitution was carried out swiftly. Meanwhile, there were individuals and groups who argued that a constitutional assembly should be elected by the Iranian people to prepare the constitution. But late Imam, who was concerned about the domestic and foreign conspiracies, announced that in order to expedite the implementation of this task, an assembly of experts and a number of limited representatives for the assembly of experts should be elected by people in an effort to prevent lengthy discussions and to prepare the constitution in the shortest possible time. late imam, in reaction to those who were opposed to the tenets of the constitution, especially the tenet which was related to the activity of political parties and groups, reminded that the root cause of these oppositions is that rules and regulations have prevented the operation of currents which intend to somehow sabotage national solidarity, religious values, and the sacred Islamic system, and to obstruct the materialization of the goals of the Islamic Revolution under the cover of partisan activities. Late Imam called on university students, academics, and the officials of other cultural and educational environments not to allow these environments to turn into the battlefields of political parties and groups, given that the philosophy behind the existence of these cultural and educational centers is different to the existing philosophy of the political parties and groups. Late Imam pointed out, upon the opening of universities, high schools, and primary schools, a few individuals and groups may intend to somehow sabotage the activity of universities via staging a deceitful propaganda campaign so that the students would refrain from attending classes. In the meantime, universities should foil such plots, unquote. Late Imam considered the acts of sabotage of a few political parties and groups in cultural and educational environments in line with the acts of sabotage in other sectors of the country and in relation to the conspiracy of foreign powers, especially the U.S. Imam Khomeini, who on several occasions has put emphasis on the necessity of activity of political parties and defended and supported these activities in a number of phases of time, within which a few political parties and currents upon the abuse of freedom trampled upon the goals of and ideals of people in the Islamic Revolution and set the stage for violation of independence and territorial integrity of the country, strongly warned against the abuse of freedom and reacted towards such political activities. It should be said that late Imam maintained a positive outlook toward the activity of political parties and groups within the framework of religious values and the dialogue of the Islamic Revolution. But late Imam strongly reacted toward the derailment of partisan activities and violation of the legal boundaries and national interests. Dear listeners of the In the Path of Imam, many thanks for tuning in today. Next week, we will speak about the other aspects of the thoughts and viewpoints of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. God bless.